This is the Voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Betcher. We'll pick up where we left off on Thursday as Deborah continues talking with our longtime Indian friend and Christian brother, John Bush.
I love hunting. When I went up to Little Eagle, one lady wanted me to talk to her husband because he drinks all the time. And she introduced me, and he says, and he went in the other room, and I never seen him again. My neighbor was putting the transmission on, and of course he didn't know how to do it. He's a young guy, and so I took it back off and helped him get it together and put on there. And he said, "What do you want to?" He said, "What do I owe you?" I said, "Oh, you don't owe me anything. Well, what do you want to do?" I said, "Well, I like to go hunting, and I'll tell you what. Charlie was Richard's like adopted brother. They were raised together, and we went hunting, and we hit it off. And from that time on, always with them." And I think even today, I probably taught maybe 4 guys how to mechanic up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, really mechanic, so they could put heads on or time and chain or time it. And, you know, they went with me all over. I went to Mitchell Camp, I went to Spring Creek Camp, I went to a funeral down on the Rosebud. Just different things that we did together. Mm-hmm. And I remember going down to Martin, South Dakota, where I live now, and the car barely made it down. The time and chain was going out, and I bought a time and chain. I said, "I'm really tired." I said, "Go to bed, old man. Just go to bed." So I went to bed, and I woke up, and it was all together. They tore it apart, put it together, and said, "Well, we're ready whenever you are." And I think of that. I think, you know, isn't God good?
Yes.
And the people couldn't get over this. Says, "What do you pay these guys?" I said, "I don't pay them anything. I don't have no money." Mm-hmm. And they said, "Well, you really got some good friend." And I thought, you know, isn't that way God works?
Yes.
You have friends all over. Mm-hmm. I just want to praise the Lord. My life, I didn't think it was worth anything. I mean, really. And I want to say this. My dad got saved when he was 72 years old.
Praise God.
And that was because of Howard Boyle up there to Brainerd. So I have to praise the Lord. And, you know, we think, you know, how can I be of any use? Yet God sends people into our lives that we can use them or they can use us.
Mm-hmm. You know, John, I've always said that God doesn't call us to be successful or educated or rich or beautiful. He calls us to be faithful. And he doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And if we will just obey that little unction, that little tug in our heart where we feel like we should do, if we will just do that, God will honor it, and he won't be indebted to any of us. He'll bless us for our faithfulness.
Amen. I believe that. I believe that God is using your ministry.
I hope so. I'll tell you, my dad had big shoes to fill. I will never fill them. And I wondered, you know, "Lord, are you sure you have this right?" Because my dad just walked in one day to the office. He had dementia, and he finally realized it. And he said, "Sis," he said, "I can't do this anymore. You're going to have to take it over." And he meant that day. And I'm unqualified. I have no education. I have no experience. But that way, God gets all the credit for everything.
Amen.
It's not me. It's God. Everything that he has allowed me to be part of. And while we're on this subject, John, you talked about how you're deaf. Now, my dad was deaf because he was born with a hearing problem. And then when he was a young man, he target practiced and sighted his guns up with no earplugs. And so by the time he was an older man, he had a very hard time hearing. And it's a frustrating thing not to be able to hear.
Amen.
When
to
people
that.
Are talking. And so I wanna put a challenge out to you teammates. We're gonna get John Bush some hearing aids. And I know how expensive they are because of my dad. And hearing aids that John needs are going to cost $2,000 a piece. So we need to raise $4,000 for John Bush. And so I am making this pledge to you, to our listening audience. For every dollar you contribute for this cause, we will match it. And so if the listening audience can come up with $2,000, First Nation Ministries will match it with $2,000. And John, we're going to get you some hearing aids just as soon as we can. And I'm just so thrilled. I am so thrilled that we're in a position to help you.
Thank you. I know the Lord is going to bless each one that gives. And I know that the Lord is going to bless First Nation Ministry. And, you know, people want help. We're all hurting people.
Yeah. Yes.
We're all people that don't feel worthy of God's love.
Yes.
Yet God wants to help us to overcome our addictions. He wants to do something that will help them realize that they are important to him.
Yes.
And, you know, he helps the children. He helps the mothers and the fathers. He helps the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
He helps those that are in jail. He even talks to those that are on death row.
Yes.
And God isn't a person that we have to change our life to get saved.
That's right.
God saves us and then he uses us.
And he changes us.
Amen.
Little by little.
And, you know, I used to talk with people that they've been divorced 2 or 3 times. And I said, you know, God wants to save you, and then he'll show you what's right. It ain't up to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to God.
Yes.
When you have children, you have to take care of them. Mm-hmm. You have a wife, you got to take care of her. This is what Jesus does when we give our lives mm-hmm. to him. I go to prison once in a while, and I tell them, you know, I'm praying for it. There's one guy got 40 years. I don't know what he did. I didn't ask him. But every time I go to the prison, I go down there maybe every 3 months, and he'll come up and he'll shake my hand. And I'll say, I'm still praying for you. Our church is praying for you. I said, we pray for everybody that wants prayer. This is something that McHugh's taught me. Don Klein used to put it this way. He says, is there anybody sick? Anybody in need? He says, if they're not, I'm going to bed. He'd say, and he'd leave and go to bed. But, you know, it's maybe it's kind of funny, but he believed in prayer.
Yes.
He believed in talking to people. He believed that if they wanted to get saved, You know, to kneel down and ask God to come into their heart. And that's the way Don was. But I remember Ray McHugh used to preach, and he was one man that he used to cry a lot. My dad said, "That's a good man." But he said, "Why does he have to cry?" But I think of that, and you know, I wouldn't change anything about that. Mm-hmm. And you know, there was people that up north when we were up there, Don used to bring us food boxes. Mm-hmm. And I'd take them to these guys that were drunk, and you know, I'd give them two or three boxes, and people would come over and they'd say, "You know, they're selling that food." I said, "Well, it's their food." Mm-hmm. I said, "I don't have anything to do with it." Mm-hmm. And I remember one man, he says, "I wouldn't hire that guy because he'd just buy some drinks." I said, "If he earned it, let him spend it."
We'll need to stop here today, but on Thursday, Deborah will continue talking with our longtime Indian friend and Christian brother, John Bush, here on First Nation Ministries. Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. And join us tomorrow for a classic Don Klein program.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.